Jeremy, Katie, and Josh.
Mix 100.
All right, so yet another reason that my wife is going to be going to heaven, and I'm going to have a harder time.
Oh, you're going to have to write somebody up there?
I'm going to submit a resume and really, really polish that resume. We were leaving, I don't want to say what store. We were leaving a store the other day, and we were coming out, and the cart, you know, we're pushing the cart out, and we realized that the case of water underneath had not been rung up. Oh. It was like a $3 case of water.
Yeah.
And she's like, oh, they forgot our water. I was like, well, too bad for them.
Yeah, right.
He's like, we just got some free water.
Snoozy Liz.
And, you know, I was in the mindset of, we'll spend more money next time. It'll be fine. You know, it's no big deal. No, we got to the car, unloaded everything. She goes, I'll be right back. And she went back into the store and paid for the water.
She did.
And I don't know if I would have done that or not. I probably would have just spent a couple more bucks that I didn't need to.
Yeah.
The next time I'm in there.
No, for sure. I think once you're out of the store, it kind of relieves you of any, you know, at least for
me. It's on
me,
them, you think?
I think once you leave the store, it's like, it's going to take too much of my energy to go back in there and pay for it.
For
if
$3,
I catch it,
yeah.
Like, on my way out, or if, like, they don't scan it and I'm, like, paying and I'm like, wait a second, you didn't scan this. I will call attention to it then.
Right. Yeah, like, if I remember that the case is under there. Like,
exactly.
I wasn't even thinking about it.
Yeah.
The kids were jacking around, you
yes.
know, I was trying to control them. Nobody remembered that the case of water was there until we were, like, halfway to the car, like, ah, crap.
Yeah.
But I was also in the mindset, well, that cashier needs to walk around, just do a once over on the cart and go back to the cashier machine.
Yeah.
That's on them to look.
Yeah. You let me leave.
But Sweet Nick Neck is not that human at all.
Well, she's better than all of us.
So. She's a freaking saint.
We can all agree
that's
there.
One of the nice things about my wife. She is a saint. Like, if we had gotten home, she probably also would have called the store and said, hey, How can I get this money to you?
Be like, ma'am, it is $3.
I know. Like, I can imagine the person on the other line going, what? Some teenager, I'm sorry,
yeah,
what?
Exactly.
But real quick, there is a story out this morning talking about roughly 33% of people that go out and do some shopping admit that they have remained silent when a cashier failed to ring something up during checkout. Now, that is just like where she's boop, boop, boop,
yeah,
maybe misses
I don't do
something.
That. Yeah.
I don't think I would do that. I'd be like, hey, you forgot one thing. But
it's all about the intent. Like, I'm not going to, like,
that's
steal
bad karma,
something on
I think.
Purpose.
That's really
yeah.
bad karma.
Yeah, if we're out to the car and I notice it at that point, I'm like, well, better luck next time.
I'm glad we're the same like
right?
that.
Like, in that
well,
case.
Not my monkeys. And damn, I'm thirsty right now. I'm going to crack open a warm one.
Right?
Katie said something funny off the air a little bit ago, and it really piqued my interest. And it kind of has to do with relaxing a little bit, right?
Well, yeah, I'm a sucker for a good bench.
Katie,
when you know, I am.
Like, bench, please.
Like, seriously, if I see one while I'm out and about, I will sit on it and probably take a picture.
I am so with you.
I will,
like,
yeah.
When you see a good bench, you're yeah. like, damn, that is good bench placement right there.
Absolutely. Then I want to know more about the bench. Why is it here?
How did it get there?
It's probably got a plaque on it.
Who
put
the bench
in? I'll find the plaque.
Yep.
Like, yeah.
So my thing with the bench is my wife and I like to go on our little walks and runs and stuff. And we'll come across various benches,
same.
As you probably do
yeah.
as you're exploring nature. And I have told my wife that I would like a memorial bench. But I want that now.
Yeah, well,
so
you can enjoy it.
Can I somehow get a memorial bench?
Yeah.
And I want it to be nice. And I wanted to put in memory of Jeremy on it.
Well, wouldn't you say in celebration of Jeremy then? Since
well, celebration's
you're not
gone? Still
I think
gone.
I want in memory.
Are you still gone?
You can do like
yeah, I want,
your birth date to present now, though.
I don't even want that on there. I just want
Jeremy's
in memory
awesome.
Of Jeremy. Because if I have a memorial bench, I want to enjoy it now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So if anyone is a bench expert, 303-691-1649, how do we get memorial benches when we're alive?
Yeah.
Because it does me no good when I'm dead.
I know, exactly. You can't sit on it. Well, you could, but it'd be freaky. Like you'd freak
no,
people
I want
to
sit on it. Like,
well,
no,
when you're
oh, well, I'm dead.
A ghost, yeah.
Just like, prop my corpse up
yeah,
there.
Yeah, like, that, don't
here we
do
got
that.
Somebody called in. Is this Shell?
Hi.
Hi,
Shell.
How are you?
I want a memorial bench while I'm alive. Is this something that we... Are you a bench expert? What do you know about benches?
Absolutely. We can do all types of benches for you. We can do heart benches. We can do park benches. We can do benches with the backs on them. You can custom make them. We actually do stone countertops. So we use like the remnants to create custom benches for you guys.
Please.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's big bench business, well, huh? It is. I had no idea.
Can we get Katie a big booty bench?
Yeah. Oh.
No, we could.
Yeah.
Like, with the curves in it. I would love
that. Yeah, a big booty bench.
A bench that, like, you can tell somebody sits can there you and they sit there.
Can you take your stone and make it look like somebody sat in it then? Or is it flat?
We could actually do that, too. That would be great.
Yes?
Yes.
Well, hold on. So who is we? You keep saying we. Who are you?
Oh, so we're Cherry Creek Stoneworks, and I have a team of experts here. They're more of the experts than I am.
They're bench experts.
Okay. Yeah, so we create them. You can come in and design them, and it takes about 2 weeks to create and fabricate a custom bench for you.
I could get a memorial bench,
kinda
Katie.
Want
you
bench.
Get one too.
Yes.
Okay, I got to ask you, Shell. Do you know about bench placement? Then can we have a bench made and then just go set it up where we
Anywhere?
Want it set up?
Well, it depends, because I actually reached out to the county to actually donate a bench for along the path. You know, where you guys go walking and running. And
sure.
I thought, you know, sometimes you need to rest and take a break. So I'm willing to donate a bench. Just put that out there.
No, you're not.
Wait, what?
No, you're not.
What?
Yeah. So I would love to get them out there.
This is the best day of my life.
I know.
Thinking about when I die.
So there are some restrictions, though. So, like, if it's for, like, a cemetery or...
we don't want it in a cemetery.
Yeah, they have their restrictions. So, but in other places, like your backyard, in your garden...
No, I don't want it
house.
In my backyard. I want it somewhere where people can see it.
Chatfield.
Okay. Yeah, like, and I just want to set up the bench somewhere. So we'll have to look into that a little further.
Yeah,
there's regulations upon where you can put the benches. Yeah, but we're more than willing to donate one if you can find a good place to donate it or set it up at. Yeah, we'll do that for our community. Yeah,
it would be for the community.
It would, exactly.
We're doing good for the community.
Yeah.
In honor of our future dead bodies.
And I love giving back. So, yeah, keep me posted because I'll definitely do that. Yeah, but there, I think there'd be one you should put in your garden or your backyard, your front of your yard.
No. I want this in a public setting with a view of like a lake or a mountain or a bird house or something.
Ooh, we'll call it a super deep bench.
Yeah, well, we should work together to set that up.
Or like an In-N-Out or...
I'm not too sure if I like the In-N-Out idea, but...
Yeah, we'll just go set it up outside the front of an In-N-Out.
Yeah.
In memorial of Jeremy.
I bet it would get a lot of use there. Absolutely.
Shell, you are an absolute sweetheart. We really appreciate you listening to us in the morning and all of our nonsense and hijinks. You're the best.
I love you guys. You guys are so full of excitement, and it's fun to just listen to you. So thank you.
You're the best.
Thank you,
we will hold on to your information, and thank you again for being our bench please expert today. All right?
Well, keep me posted. I'd love to set that up somewhere.
Absolutely. Yes, ma'am. You have a great day. Thanks for calling. Well, that's awfully nice of her.
I did not expect that at all.
Me either.
This is so
now we got to find a location.
I know.
That's the big deal. Huh. Thank you, Shell. And I love that we were playing Locked Out of Heaven next. You had a really interesting story about slang words and stuff.
Yeah. Well, and just like our slang, because each generation has slang, right? I mean, from the boomers to the millennials.
Well, you're bringing homie back, which I like.
Yeah, exactly. And here's the thing is like back in the millennial boomer days, it was a little bit more isolated, right? Like each school might have had its regional slang. So somebody, you know, in North Dakota wasn't saying the same thing as someone in Colorado because we didn't have the internet.
Sure,
things
it's different.
Didn't travel like that, right? So we had things that were slang.
You're like, oh, that's a cow pie situation.
It took a while for things to catch on and, you know, things stuck if they really made a point. Like if they were in movies and stuff.
You have to say
like,
movies or TV
you remember,
probably.
Like Pauly Shore had so many, you know, one-liners.
Right. The
that,
weasel, exactly, squeezing the juice.
And any of those movies, like that's where we got a lot of our slang was
sure.
from things like that. Well, the new generations, Gen Alpha, Gen Z, they have the internet. So now somebody in New Mexico could be speaking the same slang as somebody in Ireland because they all watch the same influence. dancers.
Right. That's wild to think about.
And they call Gen Alpha. So that's the even younger generation than the Z. They're
newbies.
The true digital natives, and that changes everything. So they say the slang can grow faster and it can die even faster. And we think of things like 6'7".
Scuba.
Right? Like even 6'7".
Skibbity, yeah.
6'7".
Skibbity.
I still say just because I think it's ridiculous.
But it's ironic. And that's why. That's what it's came to now. That's what it's come to because it blew up instantly, but within a few weeks, it was
it
cringe.
Fizzled.
It was ironic
In an Ace Hardware before one of our pizza drops because I was early.
Yeah.
And this guy, he had to have been 16. You know, as I was buying pellets for my Traeger.
Yeah.
He's like, "While you're here, can I interest you in these punch cards for such and such school or whatever?" I was like, "Well, what are they?" He goes, "I don't even know." He's like, "I think you can punch them like 6 or 7 times and you get something for free."
That was your end.
And then I go, 6'7", 6'7". And I did the thing to him and he just kind of looked at me. He went, I go, "Oh, I guess we're not doing that anymore, huh?" And he goes, "No."
He scared him. Oh, but, you know, I think something, you just made a really good point. Once adults catch on, done. That's it.
Oh, yeah.
It's no more.
See, and I love it when that happens. I make it weird.
But
that's
what we do, and that kills it. Faster than anything can kill it is adults think it's fun and, you know, neato.
It's like a fart in church. It's not good. It is not good.
That will be done. But, they say that. So, in short, the Gen Alpha slang is fast, global, and meme-driven.
Mm-hmm.
That's
all
the
memes.
Big thing.
Yeah.
It's all memes, and the minute an adult knows what they're talking about, it's
gone. Usually the adult's saying, "I saw that meme the other day
oh, come on
the Instagrammies. Did you guys see that meme?"